But on the phone, we have the President of the United States, Donald Trump. Good morning.
Good morning, Stacey, Jill, Smoke Crack. Great to talk to me again. And hey, before we get started, I just want to wish everybody in Canada a very happy belated Columbus Day. I don't know why the hell they call it Thanksgiving on Monday, because it's Columbus Day. We celebrate Thanksgiving in November, idiots. You know, they do Thanksgiving dinner up there like socialists, Stacey.
No.
Yeah. Everybody only gets one slice of pumpkin pie, no Cool Whip. Oh. None. Socialism is evil. Believe me.
So, Mr. President, the fourth Democratic debate took place Tuesday night in Ohio, and Anderson Cooper was the moderator. How do you think it went? Did you watch?
Did I watch? In the words of everybody who has a television in this country, no. No, actually, I did watch. How about that Anderson Cooper moderating? Don't think for a second that I didn't catch him giving Pete Buttigieg those come-hither glances all night. It was so obvious. He should be ashamed of himself. Mayor Pete's a married man, for God's sake.
Well, what did you think of the frontrunners, sir? The center three, Bernie, Warren, and Biden?
Well, I will tell you, Crazy Bernie did very good. And by very good, I mean he made it through the entire thing without flatlining. And then Elizabeth Warren, Pocahontas, she didn't even try once to dance behind her podium to set off the sprinkler system. See, that's an Indian rain dancing reference.
And your arch enemy, Joe Biden, how do you think he did?
You know what? All I see when I look at Sleepy Joe now is a late-stage Bob Barker when I look at him. Yeah, he just needs that long, tiny microphone of his. On the positive side, neither one of his eyes popped out of his head, so unless it was during a commercial.
Well, Mr. President, did you see the interview with Hunter Biden, Biden's son, on Wednesday? He took a shot at your son, Don Jr., calling him Prince Humperdinck. Any comments?
Look, if anyone thinks they can insult the Trumps, they're dead wrong. Dead wrong. I'm the only one that can call my kids names, and my weaselly greaseball of a son knows it. I love Donnie completely conditionally, believe me. But look, this Hunter Biden is so corrupt, and not only with the Ukraine gas company job, I actually heard he skimmed a little off the top of every one of his daughter's Girl Scout cookie sales. Such a criminal. But I will say, he looks like he could be the guy that does those Trivago commercials. Yeah, Hunter rubs me the wrong way. I dislike him about as much as I dislike getting my hair wet, eating rare steak, and fidelity. I really do.
All right, so Mr. President, your personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, is under investigation by the feds. Are you concerned about that? Or should he be concerned?
Not at all. Look, Rudy didn't use a private email service, so he's got that going for him. And if Rudy's learned one thing from me, it's you don't have to do anything about all the subpoenas you've received. It's like getting junk mail. You just throw it away. But I will say this, nobody's had a tougher week than Rudy. I mean, they're treating him so unfairly. If he was treated any more unfair, he'd be playing for the Detroit Lions. That I can tell you.
So true.
Well, Sean Spicer admitted to spray tanning for Dancing with the Stars in a recent interview. He also said he's lost 17 pounds since he started the show. How do you think he looks?
I'll tell you what, I think he looks absolutely fantastic. You know, that beautiful, natural spray tan glow. But it's kind of a shame, because if it wasn't for that pesky male pattern baldness, the fact that if he took off another 50 pounds, he might actually start to look like me.
I believe Spicer danced this week dressed as Woody from Toy Story.
Now, there's two words you don't want to have together, Spicer and Woody. What a creepy combo.
Well, thanks for your call this morning, Mr. President.
Later, Stacey. And hey, Jill, want to dance with me? And for you, I'll even dress up like a Woody. How's that sound? Rick Stacey!